Donald Trump's entire repertoire had long been familiar to Americans by the time he decided to address the nation on the evening of March 11, 2020, about the pandemic of the novel coronavirus. We knew Trump's range: government by gesture, obfuscation and lying, self-praise, stoking fear, and issuing threats. He had repeatedly dismissed the coronavirus as a minor flu and even a hoax. He had predicted that it would miraculously vanish. It had been 2 months since China, where the disease appeared first, had made the genetic code of the virus publicly available. The United States had wasted most of that time. Hospitals were not equipped to face the looming onslaught of patients. Protective equipment was in short supply. Essential information had been kept secret by the White House. Testing was not available. Now the virus was spreading in the country. It was too late for prevention, and no one had a plan for mitigation or suppression. Panic was starting to rise in Washington State, where the first American deaths occurred, in California, New York, and elsewhere. Trump finally appeared on television. He performed his entire repertoire. He announced that he was banning travelers coming in from Europe. This was his grand gesture. He boasted of responding with great speed and professionalism, promised widespread testing and effective antiviral therapies, and asserted that insurance companies would waive all co-payments for treatments. This was the obfuscation and lying. These pledges blended seamlessly with self-praise, which included calling the American effort the most aggressive and comprehensive, claiming to have handled the epidemic better than European countries had, and assuring his audience that the United States was well prepared. None of this was true. Finally, the fear-mongering came when Trump called COVID-19 a foreign virus, pointing the finger at Europe. Soon he would home in on a better name, the Chinese virus, and hate crimes against Asian Americans would spike. Trump apparently read from a teleprompter that night. He sounded grave. This was, in other words, one of those times when Trump sounded presidential to some people, because he didn't sound entirely deranged. For example, former Ohio Governor John Kasich, a Republican, defended Trump on CNN, saying that he did fine, in part because he read from a script. But precisely because Trump was not at his worst, just his ordinary, obfuscating, and self-aggrandizing self, in the extraordinary situation of the pandemic, what we were witnessing was peak Trump.